Joe Rogan, he said the most shocking, profound thing in existence is three hits away. 10 years ago, psychedelics were fringe, controversial. Now major institutions are studying this.
Our very first participant of this so-called psychedelic renaissance, we were to give her psilocybin therapy. She was to get two doses. She had treatment-resistant depression. She'd had it since she was 13. She came to us as a middle-aged woman. She was desperate. These are people who've tried virtually everything for their depression. So nothing was working, and she's at the end of her tether, you can imagine. She went into that first session, and we were all nervous. Could we make things worse? And mid-session, she started to do some strange things. She said she was visited by a guardian angel, and this being was benevolent, all loving, all good, and was calling her my darling and telling her essentially that everything's going to be okay, that you'll see, you know, everything will work out for you. You need to smile more. And she said she was pushing her cheeks up to shape a smile in her face. I saw that smile. And when we checked in with her after her second dosing session, she was doing really well. It's been over 10 years. Now, I checked in with her recently. I'm writing this book, and naturally I say, how are you doing? And she says, I've never relapsed. Never had an episode of depression since. Remember, she was a middle-aged woman, something like mid-40s when she came to us. She said she developed depression for the first time when she was 13. I mean, it was almost too good to be true. It's the first patient in the trial. But it isn't some silver bullet magic cure. It's very, very powerful, and we should get excited about it. You know, yeah. We're really on the cusp of a major breakthrough.